Parshios Acharim Oz Kedoshim. In Parshios Kedoshim, we have two well-known mitzvahs, Lo Sikom Velo Sitor. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, entitled Shelo Linkom, not to take revenge, the Chinuch tells us, I'll read it, it's very beautiful, Lashon, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, from the root of the mitzvah, Sheyeda Ha'odam Itin Alibo, a person will know and understand and internalize, Ki Kol Asher Yikroho, that everything that happens to a person, Mitov Adra, from good to bad, Husiba Shetobo Alav Me'eis Hashem Baruch Hu. There's a reason that it's coming to him and it's coming from Hashem. Umiyad hadam miyad ish achiv lo yed davar bilti rotzen Hashem baruch hu. And no human being can do anything to a person without it being part of rotzen Hashem. Al kain, therefore, kishi yitzaruhu, if a person causes another person pain, o yachivu, adam yeda ben apsha, whenever a person is insulted, he's harmed, he's hurt by another person, he should understand, ki avonosav garmu, that it's because of his averas, v'ashem yisbarach gozer olav bekach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed it. And therefore, there's no reason to bear a grudge, and there's no reason to take revenge. V'lo yoshis machshavosav linkom imenu. And therefore, there's no point in thinking about taking revenge against this person. Ki hu eino sibas ra'aso, because this person, he's like a shaliah, but he's not the person, he's not the cause. Ki ha'ovon humu hamisabiv, what's all coming from our averas. K'moshe amar David alav ha'shalom. And then we have two great role models in this area. One of them, the Chinuch spells out explicitly. The other one, the whole idea of the Chinuch comes out from, we'll see, from Yosef HaTzadik. But David HaMelech, in Shmuel Beis, Tez Zayin Yid Aleph, Shimi Ben Gera is cursing David HaMelech, and they want to kill Shimi Ben Gera for cursing him, and David HaMelech says, Hanichulo, stop! Let him do it, v'yikalel, ki omar lo Hashem. Hashem told him to curse me. That's the words of David HaMelech. Not taking revenge, not going after him, not stopping him. Hashem told him to do it. Brought down here in the Chinuch, tolo ha'inyin b'cheto. David understood that this is coming because of a chet, v'lo v'shimi ben Gera, not because Shimi ben Gera has decided to curse him. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon, the Chazal say that the Beis Din Shalmala decided, because David HaMelech acted this way with tremendous amunah and bitachon, that they manuhu le David, they appointed David to be Haravi'i Miraglei HaMerkava, the fourth regal of Hashem's chariot. Whatever that means, that's above our understanding, but David HaMelech reached tremendous heights because of this understanding that everything that happens to a person is not coming from the bad guy, but rather coming from Hashem. And the other case where we see this very, very clearly is by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef tells the brothers, Lo atem shalachtem osihena, you didn't send me here. Hashem sent me here. It's all part of the plan. Hashem wants to bring us to Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with you. And when a person has such a level of understanding, he has no reason for bearing a grudge, no reason for taking revenge, no reason for violating any other Isser and Ben Adam Bachavero, and he'll be a much happier person. It's between him and Hashem. And he understands, I once heard Rav Katz say, the best thing that can happen to a person is to be embarrassed in public, because no one's perfect, and everyone needs some suffering in this world. He says, what's better than being embarrassed in public? Will the person rather be sick? Would they rather, God forbid, lose a relative? Would they rather the house burned down, God forbid? There's so many tzaras that can happen. The best tzara that a person can have in this world is to be embarrassed by his friend. And the Chinuch goes on to say, it's mida kineged mida. When we act like that, and that leads to shalom between us and our surroundings, uvil shalom bein anoshim yaseh Hashem shalom lahem. When we act in a way of shalom, the mida kineged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings shalom to us and protects us from all our enemies and brings real shalom to the world. But we have to take the first step. Now there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Ches Pasuk Aleph, asking Hashem, treat us like a brother. And the Medrash says, well, which brother? Like Cain? Not like Cain. Killed Hevel. Like Yishmael? Not Yishmael. He went after Yitzchak. Like Esav? Not Esav. He went after Yaakov. Which brother should you treat us like? You should treat us like Yosef treated his brothers. Even though his brothers harmed him so terribly, he took care of them, and he totally recognized it coming from Hashem, and didn't bear a grudge, and didn't do anything against them. And the Midrash says, even though Klal Yisrael have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and have caused all sorts of terrible things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all our Averas, we're asking Hashem to be like Yosef HaTzadik, even though we don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower us with only good things, and always take care of us, and bring the final Geula B'mehirah B'yameinu. Amen.